This is a radio documentary about the opening of the community garden in Gràcia, Barcelona, on Saturday, the 25th of October, 2008.
Can you tell us what you've got in your hand and what's happening to it, please?
Okay, I have spinach. It's a little, very small plant that I'm going to plant in one of the. How would you call this? I mean, like
a bag of soil.
A bag of soil. Exactly.
A big bag of soil.
A very big bag of soil. Everything is recycled. I mean, we got the soil from different donors, and the bags we got from the. It's actually like you recognize these kind of bags. These are bags from construction,
sites, no?
Exactly,
yeah.
Building sites. So we're using these bags, we fill them up with soil, and we're planting vegetables. And as you can see, this is an area that hasn't been used for a long time.
Do you know how long?
No,
okay.
Maybe you cannot. I think they might know, but I guess like more over a year, because otherwise they wouldn't have chosen this one.
Yeah.
So it's a huge space. I mean, like, it's how much would it be? I don't have any idea of space, whatever. But it's very big, and it isn't been used for a while, so we just decided to occupy this and use it as a community garden. And as you can see, the children have lots of fun.
Yes.
So it's very nice. Do you want to plant something yourself?
Yeah. So these are going to stay here. These bags with the soil are going to stay in these pallets, yes?
Yes.
And then over on the other side, there's more lines of soil, yes?
Exactly. Yeah, we've just used it's a small piece of soil. How do you call it?
Soil.
A plate of soil which we are just putting. We have put on top of the, because there's a lot of rocks there.
Yes.
So on top of the rocks, we put just also soil.
But before that, people opened up the ground, did they?
That's right.
So because it was all just these concrete slabs.
Exactly. And now
give Pachamama a little space to breathe.
Exactly. And I believe you even toasted with Pachamama, right?
Chebeca is for Balakampatir to share. So Pachamama, we share with her.
And that's the story after some breaking up of the cement. So I'm sharing with beer. We put on the soil, and now we're making I don't know how you say it in English, bancales. So you can actually put
rows.
Okay, rows for also for planting. So as you can see, we have different spaces where we are planting, so that people can also work together. So if there's, for example, before there was a scouts club, and they just wanted to see what we're doing here, and they also planted with us.
From the local community.
Exactly, and that's the idea, right? So that people can come in with groups, maybe schools, can see what's happening, what's going on here, and even like help out and maybe plant something themselves or hopefully cultivate. So yeah, I think it's a very nice spot in a very nice neighborhood where people can come together and have a drink, see what's going on, how things grow, and get a bit more sense of urban culture, urban agriculture.
No, it's brilliant and it's beautiful. Like already I was amazed. In a space, maybe 100 people, 150 people earlier on,
yeah.
Like a huge amount of people,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, very nice.
So, but it'd be very interesting to see what happens.
Exactly. As you can see here, there's already a lot of activities planned. So it's not only today occupying the space and planting, but then for something more is the whole day of assemblea. So it's kind of an assembly just to talk about what do we actually want to do with the space. Maybe think about stuff like how we're going to lock it, what in case people are asking to come with groups, and if somebody will be here and to actually assist them, etc. There's also tonight is this open air cinema, and so lots of stuff to do, and there's also something we want to continue doing.
Yeah, and so in terms then of the with all those activities, how it leads to, it's a garden for planting food, but it's gotten so much more because it becomes a community catalyst for interaction. People get to know each other, might know each other, and whatever beautiful things come from that, yeah?
Exactly. And also I think it's a very good, it's symbolic obviously for autogestion, so actually like how do you call it?
Self-organization.
Exactly, and kind of activism, right? Yeah. I mean, I read the other day an article saying that even planting, growing your own food, has become the most effective way of activism nowadays, just because of the sovereignty you actually get by growing your own food and not being dependent on supermarkets and others
exactly.
growing your food and not knowing what's in it.
Exactly, and as well, like the fact that, you know, now it's finally recognized by the governments and people are starting to wake up to the fact that we're approaching or possibly already in an absolute environmental crisis, the result of which could be everybody's death or lots of deaths of people or no access to food or a breakdown in the distribution of food or so, like, we already had the financial crisis just hit like last week, so, you know, it's the end of an era, and so I think I'm definitely in agreement with you. So
and it's nice, you know, like I wasn't the typical child that wanted always to be with his hands in the garden, you know, but like this is so nice, and it's just like seeing how your own food grows, and it's not always that easy, because I mean, especially in like if you would plant in soil, it's actually easier than planting in for example these bags or like if in pots, for example, it's way more difficult because of the extreme temperatures. I mean, if it's cold, it's way easier cold, very cold, and it also accounts for hotter climates. Plus, it's just you need very good substrate, so you have to think about like what's in it. So we made a mix of like normal, a bit of sand, obviously soil, and then we mixed it up with coconut fiber, so that it's become a bit more spongy, the water doesn't like, because otherwise it's very difficult for the water to penetrate. And what else? Oh yeah, or compost. So we used actually horse shit, composted horse shit, which is very, very fertile. So let's see what happens.
Excellent. So I think things are wrapping up here. Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your, well, you're already very dirty hands. I'll let them go back in mixing the muck. So, and maybe soon, a thing that we've done in the past, the thing called mixing the muck, where we take, muck is a word for soil, and it's an English word that we use in Ireland, but we take the soil from one garden and bring it to another garden and mix that, the strange muck in with the other muck, and then we take muck back from, so it's a way of kind of physically connecting gardens globally, as well as using as an excuse to connect the communities that garden and do so many other wonderful things.
Brilliant.
So maybe let's get a bit of muck soon and stick it in a bag and bring it home to Ireland soon.
Brilliant.
Okay, so thank you very much. And I'll finish this recording and get my hands dirty. Thanks. What are you doing here?
I'm watering the plants.
And what type of plants? Could you explain? Could you tell us what type of plants or where are the plants for the people who can't see where we are?
The plants.
Donde estamos?
In Barcelona.
Okay. And where are these plants?
Where are these plants? Next place of building.
Okay, where a building used to be, where there was a building.
See, yeah.
And now?
Eh?
And now what is happening? Can you explain what's happening to this to this place, which used to be very concrete, a lot of concrete?
We get earth and popo from the horses and we mix it.
Yes.
And we plant in a bags, you know.
Yes. These are big construction bags for building sites normally.
Yeah. See. For they are bad for move.
Yes.
Earth and stones and.
Okay.
And we are watering the plant.
Which is very important.
Horticultural.
Yes.
Okay. Is base of watering plant is so very important.
Yes, yes.
Because
with no water, it's the death, la muerte, no?
Okay, but we are in autumn.
Yes, yes.
Okay, there's not a problem, the water is...
Yeah. But the Barcelona has a big problem with water. Like, there is a water crisis.
Was before, no?
Ah, okay. And so, what are your dreams for these plants and this place?
What are my dreams?
Yeah, for...
Okay. I think that the Scarola...
Come on. Okay, la semolina or...
What is it?
Ah, the leaf, el ojo, no?
No.
The baby plants?
The name of the plant, who is called?
Ah, rucolo, no?
It's same as the rucolo. No,
it's like a lettuce, come on, the lechuga or rucola, like a lettuce or a rocket.
Yeah, I think that it gets better, and in a month we can take it for it.
Ah.
And in two weeks we must go here for plant more.
Yes.
Because in two more weeks that we can remove the first we plant.
And then it will grow and grow and grow, so you can eat more and more and more. And,
if you don't do this, you can find your place empty,
yes.
You know, in quick time.
Yes, yes.
You eat every day,
yes.
You know.
Very good, very good. So I think today Pachamama is happy.
Pachamama is Pachamama.
Yeah.
It's happy every time, and we can do all the things and all the barbarities that we can, but the Pachamama is happy every day. He got a big hen, you know?
Yes, yes.
But we got a green hen.
Exactly. Okay. Well, poco a poco, little by little. So I will let you get back to your watering. Yes? I will leave you now so you can return to watering the plants.
Yeah.
Yes? So, and soon I will help you lift whatever work that needs to be done. Yes?
Okay.
So muchas gracias.
Of course.
There's a man here, it looks like he's been working very hard. His jeans are ripped to pieces and he's dirty, and his hands looks like they've been through the wars. He's having a sip of Chewbacca. Can you tell us about this garden and what dreams you have for what can happen in this space?
Yeah, why not? Well, first of all, like the jeans were like that before I came here, but that's because they have been in other gardens before. It's actually a quite nice experience, because there are loads of different associations that are coming together to do this, coming from schools, like parents' associations in schools, youth groups that work in the neighborhood, some social centers that have been like squad headquarters for the Villa of Gracia for quite some time now, and other eco-minded groups and eco-minded people that just have been working very hard for a month to make this happen. And now the only question is if we are going to be able to be here long enough to make this an example of what a community garden could be, because we are now trying to understand what is going to be the police reaction and if you're going to get kicked out or evicted anytime soon. So let's hope we won, because we have the support of the neighborhood. So let's see, and let's hope there is some sunshine in the next week, so all the small plants can grow up.
And if, like, let's just for a moment really imagine the best case scenario. If this was to get the, however, if it does manage to exist, what else might come from this? How, what might this become a model for how more spaces occupy unoccupied solars in the barrio or in the city?
Yeah, that's exactly the point we are making here, because it's not about this community garden that needs to happen, but it's about all the empty spaces that are scattered around the village and around the city. Like, I don't know, probably somebody else could tell you, because they have counted actually how many places like this are just closed and empty for the last years only in the Villa of Gracia. And if that could happen, like, it would be a lot of room for community development. Like, there would be a lot of room for gatherings of people of all ages to do whatever they like the most, or just actually just hang out together and do whatever they want to. And we could have like composting in every block or two. Like, people could actually bring down most of the recycled materials to build stuff.
Because the what we call waste is the food for the garden. It goes back into feed this system.
Exactly. And not only that, because actually we could actually feed part of the neighborhood from all these places if they were managed properly. And we would
which,
have
which might lead to so much more beautiful things happening, like people get more groups getting to know each other and enjoying their time together, no?
Yeah, it's just about the community being given the space to do stuff they want to do. Like, whatever it is, because it could even be like nothing like a garden, but more like a space to play cards or domino.
Or just play, like we see here beside us, two children on a big mound of earth, filthy, with muck everywhere, but they look very happy in their new mound of muck.
Yeah, and they are just below a poster that says, like, empty spaces are not funny. And it's actually a word game, because this neighborhood is called kind of funny in Spanish.
Sorry, for gracia.
Gracia, yeah.
Could be okay.
Something with gracia is something with funny or cheers.
Okay. So one thing that people talk about is that over the last few years, that a lot of the things of community have died for whatever reasons or whatever forces led to that, but that these sort of acts are ways of bringing back something, the simple things that did exist. Community, people playing, having spaces to play, enjoying spaces, having fun, loving a space, loving your home, no?
Yeah, I think it's just the most natural thing that can happen, and it's quite amazing that we get some people out of the squatting movement and all out of these like more alternative or radical movements to join us to bring this to happen as it's happening today, because they are actually so how could I say that, like the media in general is so against all these kind of activities. Like, it looked as such a, I don't know, it was only drugs and lazy people being here, and we've seen all those people that are supposed to be lazy, like sweating like this and actually working very hard just to make this happen, knowing that it could actually be closed tomorrow because the authorities don't want it to be here. So it's not that people don't want to work, it's that they are not given the spaces to do what they want to do.
Exactly. And with that, like, it reminds me at the recent climate camp in London, George Monbiot was saying how that things are getting very serious. You know, if it goes two degrees more, the temperature rises by two more degrees, we're in a positive feedback loop which will spiral out of control, and global warming will just race. So what we consider to be normal will go like that. But so there's a sense of urgency to stop that 2 degrees of temperature change. But with that, there's finally the governments are starting to accept that there's a climate crisis or start of crisis, or possibly that we're in it, and starting to talk about this dialogue, which has been going on for a long time, but was pushed out to the realms of, oh, that's the crazy bunch over there, that's the ecos, that's the hippies, no? But now it's like everybody's talking about these things. But George Monbiot made a very interesting point that in this movement is very different to previous movements, if you want to use that word, because in the same project or the same space, in where it might be England or it might be here in this garden, community garden in Gracia, you can get like the old, for example, the old rich old colonels from the army type people in England, and the young mothers with their kids, the punks in the corner, but they're all in the same space working on the same project together. Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't happen before, because it was always that group is over there and that group's over there, and they never could meet. And if they did, it was always tension. Whereas something beautiful is happening, because with these spaces and projects, exactly what you're talking about, these connections are being made, and people are realizing that, you know, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So
we are not only the same, but actually it has been long enough that cities have been completely out of life, and they have been only being workspaces and trying to build the system that now is actually crashing all around the world. And I think people just want to have, again, human-sized neighborhoods and human-sized activities, and just spend most of the time doing things they like to do. And they understand that actually growing food is something that can happen next door, and you don't have to work 8 hours to get the food.
Yeah, yeah.
And with empty spaces here, like it's not only empty places for farming, but there are also so many empty apartments that are just sitting there when people are actually having loads of problems to pay their mortgages.
Yes.
They are actually going into loads of trouble to keep the family together. So it's just so nonsense to avoid this kind of self management of life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just let the people do what they want. Like, there is the space for them, and there is the room for everybody to live actually in a much less I don't want to say a much less capitalistic world, because it's not really the issue there. It's just a much more human scale world.
Yeah.
It's just completely like work the time you have to work to do things that you want to see happen, but not to actually fulfill your most basic needs, because those should be fulfilled by your society.
So I think it is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But maybe a few months ago at CRACS, one of the urban groups in Barcelona, there's some very interesting discussions about different groups around the world, or different projects that they're doing. And I think in Belgium, because this will ultimately get to the idea of does the authority allow this to exist or not? But with that, is there ways of kind of, it's not a bit, well, possibly it is at the end of the day, changing the rules, but if there's a way that it can be, if it does get the, if the authorities allow it to exist for a while, and that can be indefinitely, but an interesting idea is what's happening in I think it's Belgium, where a group have, like that, talking about the empty spaces, the old buildings that are not being used, but actually created a group to go in and clean them up and offer them as spaces for groups that don't really have much money to do the stuff that they want to do, be it arts groups or groups for, you know, whatever projects they're doing. But the interesting part of this was that they got the legislation so that they were legally allowed to do this. And with that, they are creating a network. Like, it's gone to London now, it's gone to other places, of mechanisms of exactly that, of trying to act as a go-between to ensure that spaces, projects can temporarily be used in a better way, which makes sense.
There will always be empty spaces, because there is more capacity than actually the one we need for everything, for businesses, for groups. There is more, like, some cases just locked down in whatever for whatever reasons, for the most stupid reasons, from people that they don't even know they have these places closed, or just, I don't know, not being able to put together a group that would actually make use of it.
Yeah.
But it's just about making a network. And you were just saying, like, let's see what happens then, or what happens in the future or next. But I can tell you, like it's things like this are happening all the time, and actually, like, we've been gardening this morning, having food here, now we're gonna dance, there's gonna be some movies, there's gonna be cabaret, theater, juggling. Like, it's just like a space like this for Saturday is just full of life. It's just much better.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, it's free, and it's just people doing things they know how to do for the rest, and it's just,
and if you don't, you can learn and enjoy the process of learning with new friends.
Exactly. I mean you get the results of what you're doing so fast. Like, I mean, we've got already like two or three groups of people, passers-by, like, they came in and asked what they were doing, and they ended up actually with their hands in the soil. It's just so quick. Like, I mean, we would have expected it to happen in like 2 weeks, or organize a workshop or something, but it's just happening all the time if you give them space.
Well, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the ideas of Paul Hawken. He's talking about this idea of the blessed unrest, that there's an eruption happening, something that has never happened in the story of our civilization, that there's an eruption of life. He calls it the immune system of humanity finally kicking in, is that things have got so bad that something is starting to happen that we still can't really make sense of, us humans. But the most similar thing is how the immune system works in our bodies or for animals, and that all over the world, these little things are happening. It could be a garden in Grassy. It could be a group cleaning a river in Bosnia. It could be people, I don't know, making a school in Africa, whatever. But there's loads of these things happening. It's just an eruption. It's like a magic is happening. So
it is, but I'm afraid it has happened before in some cases, maybe more isolated cases, I don't know. But some big movements have happened every time, and for one or other reason there has been at the end, like, I don't know, internal struggle or lack of communication or just problem with authority, and some have failed, like, very dramatically, like, I don't know, like even the story of Spain with movements like anarchism, or and it's not, there are not movements that are going to overthrow the authority, but they only need to be empowered and given the authority to manage their lives. And for some strange reason that I still don't understand, there are some people that don't like that at all. And then I think it's just a matter of capacity. Like, if you were able to put together all these small experiments that are happening everywhere now, as you said, then it's going to work. But if we're not able to connect them, to make a network of that, it's easy to become isolated. Just because the way, like, I mean, the moment you step out of the street today, you're going to be facing the same old city, old model that, and that happens everywhere, and people can't even imagine that this has been happening today in the city.
But with that, the people who leave here might leave with just an extra bit of, maybe that part of their belly is smiling, you know, they've had beautiful experiences and they smile, and it just gives them that little, maybe just a little bit of push, or that little bit of empowerment or assistance, just the amount that was needed for them to take whatever step it might be in whatever thing in life, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think these things are magic. This is the thing of magic, which is the essence of life. Mm-hmm. And something that we've forgotten about. We've forgotten that it is a miracle.
Yeah.
But that in things like this, it is special.
Mm-hmm. So. And you know what? Like, especially like what you said before about people opening spaces for other people to do this. I think that's exactly what happened here, because the first idea to do this action was from a group that they already said that they're going to move on doing this for other people and other spaces. And I think that's very important, in the sense that just handing spaces to people to do themselves, like, it's not to me that they are actually, I'm going to hand this space to the people in this neighborhood, because I don't even live here.
Yeah.
But it just came to help. I think it's brilliant.
Cool. Okay, well, listen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll I think we will share a few more Chebeccas over the days, and dirty hands, and watch these little rookla after they were watered, very well watered, may I add. We'll see how they grow and hopefully eat some salad. So thank you.
Thank you.
Y la gracia que ha hecho posible, bueno, es una coordinadora de entidades, que ha hecho posible que això se tiri cap endavant, i altres col·lectius que s'han anat afegint i persones que han anat participant. Moltes gràcies, perquè la veritat és que ha sortit molt millor del que nosaltres no podíem haver imaginat.
And there are some of the closing words from the opening weekend of the new community garden in Gracia, and that girl was just explaining how it was open to everybody, how it was a community project, and there was different groups involved, and since then it's grown and grown, 4 months on, and it's rocking. So, well done, Gracia.
Yeah.